everyone, and welcome back. Today, I wanted to talk about something very personal regarding my journey back to the Catholic Church after being away for more than a decade, and also wanted to point out it's been way too long since I last put out an episode. I've had a lot of stuff happening in my life recently. It's been a little hectic, but all good. I guess I shouldn't say hectic because that sounds negative, but a lot of good things are happening, but it's definitely taken up a lot of my time. So yeah, good times. But anyway, today I wanted to talk about the thing that played a really big role in me initially leaving the Catholic Church, but then also played the biggest role in me coming back to the Catholic Church. And that is the topic of the Eucharist. So when I was younger, I was raised Catholic. And, you know, as my two listeners already know, I was even homeschooled and I used a Catholic curriculum, and it taught church history and also the foundations of Christianity itself, the apostles, the saints, the sacraments. I mean, it emphasized all of this much more than you would even get at a Catholic private school. And I know this because I also attended a Catholic private school briefly. But anyway, somewhere in high school, though, when my faith started slipping away, I had all of this information at my fingertips, and I didn't utilize any of it. I just didn't care. I took it for granted. And now, as a returning Catholic, many years later, I have to go back and research all the things that I once was taught many years ago that I just simply let go in one ear and out the other. So unfortunate. Such a wasted opportunity. But needless to say, I wanted to point this out because I remember clearly the moment that things began to unravel for me as a Catholic, when I was a teenager, and it was when I stopped believing that Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist. Like a lot of people, I started thinking, you know, it's just a symbol. It made sense logically. I mean, my eyes could only see bread and wine. From a purely human standpoint, calling it symbolic seemed practical and even mature in a lot of ways. But the more I treated the Eucharist like a symbol, the less real my faith became and the worse my prayer life became. Over time, that disbelief spread from the Mass to prayer to my relationship with God altogether. And then for the next decade, I was just spiritually dry. I tried out different paths, different types of Christianity even, and actually other belief systems entirely. I went to non-denominational churches, Pentecostal churches, and various spiritual gatherings. I kept hoping that this time I'd feel God's presence again and that I'd finally get that aha moment where everything just made sense. But it never came. I'd walk out of services feeling unchanged, emotionally stirred maybe, but not anchored. It always felt like something was just missing. Even during those years away, every so often I'd get this quiet urge to go back to Mass. Sometimes I'd even go once or twice a year, hoping that this time I'd feel that undeniable presence of God, but nothing happened. And looking back now, that's not surprising. I mean, my prayer life was practically dead. My lifestyle wasn't aligned with Christian living. I treated God like someone I'd call once a year to check in. I mean, I wanted a sign, but I wasn't actually ready to receive one. It's kind of like that person who goes to the gym once a year and expects their health to completely transform. That was me, spiritually. So then, early in November of 2024, something had shifted in me, and I had a huge professional exam coming up. One that was going to change the course of my career entirely, and I was so overwhelmed, I decided almost out of nowhere to go back to the Catholic Church. It was one of the first weeks in November. I didn't go up for communion that day. I knew that I hadn't been to Mass in a long time. It had been years at this point, so I just stayed in the pew. But what happened was just undeniable, though. I mean, I felt God's presence in that church in a way that I hadn't felt anywhere else in over a decade. It wasn't emotionalism. It wasn't nostalgia. It was just peace. It was a presence, and it was real. And at that moment, I realized what had been missing all along, and it was Christ himself, because he's truly present in the Eucharist, and he was truly present in that place. So after this, after I finally made the decision to give my faith a try again with Catholicism, I decided that I was going to return not just emotionally, because I focused way too much on emotions for way too long regarding my faith, but I wanted it to also be an intellectual decision. I wanted to understand why the Catholic Church teaches what it does about the Eucharist and whether the early Christians believe this too. So I dove into church history, this time with adult eyes, not the high schooler eyes that I had when I initially learned everything. And what I found completely changed everything, and it solidified my decision completely. The earliest Christians, going all the way back to the first and second centuries, all believed that the Eucharist was truly the body and blood of Christ. It wasn't symbolic. It wasn't a nice metaphor. St. Ignatius of Antioch, writing around the year 110 AD, said this about those who denied the real presence. They abstain from the Eucharist and from prayer because they do not confess that the Eucharist is the flesh of our Savior Jesus Christ. That's within a single lifetime of the apostles. J.N.D. Kelly, a respected historian of early Christianity, not even writing from a Catholic standpoint, said in his book Early Christian Doctrines, "Eucharistic teaching was in general unquestioningly realist. That is, the consecrated bread and wine were taken to be and were treated and designated as the Savior's body and blood." So this belief wasn't a medieval intervention. It was the belief of the first Christians. It wasn't until the 1500s during the Protestant Reformation that this ancient teaching was really challenged. I mean, everybody learns this in world history, but Martin Luther, while rejecting the Catholic doctrine of transubstantiation, still believed the real presence. He insisted that Christ's body and blood were truly present in, with, and under the bread and wine. But other reformers, Huldrych Zwingli, taught that the Eucharist was purely symbolic, a memorial. He argued that Jesus' words, "This is my body," should be read, "This signifies my body." From there, Christianity split into hundreds of denominations, each with its own interpretation of the Eucharist. But for the first 1,500 years, all Christians, East and West, believed that Christ was truly present in the Eucharist. And that realization hit me really hard. It made me ask, if the earliest Christians, those who were closest to the apostles, all believed in the real presence, who was I to decide that it was just symbolic? So at this point, I turned back to Scripture, the place I had always thought would disprove Catholic teaching. But it did just the opposite. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, Jesus says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you." When his followers started walking away in disbelief, he didn't call them back to say, "Wait, it's only symbolic." He just let them go because he meant it literally. He knew exactly what he was saying. St. Paul also writes in 1 Corinthians 10:16, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" And later in 1 Corinthians 11:27-29, Paul warns that whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup unworthily will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. If it were just a symbol, that language wouldn't really make any sense. I mean, I was thinking about it, and it would be kind of like, if somebody was saying a person who mishandles a wedding photo is guilty of dishonoring their spouse's actual body. I mean, the logic just doesn't hold up unless the reality represented by the sign is truly there. Paul's warning only makes sense if the bread and wine are not mere emblems, but Christ himself. The same way touching a live wire carries real consequences only because real power runs through it. A symbol alone cannot sanctify or condemn, but a sacrament, something where God's grace and presence are truly united to physical matter, absolutely can. That's the weight of Paul's words. They only fit a reality as profound as the one Jesus declared, "This is my body, this is my blood." So as I dug deeper into church history, I also found that Catholics have been defending the real presence since the very beginning. In the 800s, a monk named Paschatius Radbertus, hope I didn't say that wrong, wrote that the Eucharist isn't just symbolic, it's the true body and blood of Christ. And then a few centuries later, Guitmund of Aversa, I'm sorry, these names are, they're not something I say every day, but he stood up to early critics who claimed that the Eucharist was only a figure. He wrote that it truly contains Christ's body and blood, whole and entire. These weren't abstract theologians. These were men defending what the earliest Christians already knew to be true. The more I learned, the more everything came full circle. I realized that what I walked away from as a teenager, this belief that Christ is truly present in the Eucharist, wasn't just a church tradition or a poetic symbol. It was the center of Christian worship from the very beginning. And yes, there were debates over the centuries. Different thinkers tried to explain the Eucharist as something symbolic, but But every time those challenges came up, the church clarified and defended what had always been believed, that Christ is really, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and it has never wavered. When I finally came back to Mass after all those years, I didn't receive communion right away. I waited till I went to confession for the first time in a really long time, and that was the most emotional confession ever, but also very much needed. But anyway, during Mass, I just sat there quietly, trying to take it all in, and I didn't have all the answers, and honestly, I wasn't even sure if I belonged there anymore. I had doubts still, but the presence that I felt, it wasn't nostalgia. It was peace, and I mean it. It was the kind that doesn't need to explain itself. And for the first time in a long time, I knew that I was home. I had left the church because I couldn't wrap my head around the idea that God could truly be present in something so ordinary. But it turns out that's the entire pattern of how God works. I mean, he shows up in ways that seem too humble to make sense. A manger, a carpenter, a piece of bread, the ordinary has always been the disguise of the divine. And now when I look at the Eucharist, I don't just see what my eyes see. I see what faith sees. Christ still choosing to meet us where we are in the simplest way possible. So that's where my faith was lost, and that's exactly where it was found again. Thanks for listening. If you've ever wrestled with doubt or drifted away like I did, I hope this reminds you that God never stops inviting us back, especially through the Eucharist. Until next time, see you later.